Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Now, I think this was an old did you see this. A 550-pound bear was living underneath a man's home in California for over a month, and they couldn't get him out, and they didn't know what to do. He would wedge himself under in a crawl space under the man's home, and the man was like a hostage in his house, and it was scary for him to leave the house. It was a 550-pound bear. Well, they finally got the bear. He... So they brought in, so again, it was over a month that this bear was in under this guy's house. They brought in bear removal experts from Lake Tahoe who traveled to Altadena where this bear was hiding. One team member crawled inside the crawl space with the bear and started firing paintballs at him that were filled with vegetable oil.
What?
And in the surveillance video, you can see the bear crawling out of the home, and they were able to, move the bear to somewhere else. But, yeah, the bear was under a 550-pound bear living under your house. The guy said he would go to sleep at night, and he heard all sorts of stuff because the bear had, like, torn up the space.
So is he on the, is he off the injury report? Will he be able to play tomorrow?
Yes, I think it was an offensive lineman.
Oh, thank you. Let's go. I've got some news for you.
Okay.
Amy, would you like to guess, according to Realtor.com, would you like to guess what community in the St. Louis area is ranked number 3 in the country for first-time home buyers?
I think I know. Baldwin.
It is not.
I think that's just ranked for popular. I think Baldwin might not be first time. I think Baldwin was popular. Baldwin ranked really high in something. First time home buyers, I would guess. Okay, I know there's new homes going up like South County-ish. So like Oakville?
Okay, it's not Oakville. The number 3 market in the country for first time home buyers, Granite City, Illinois.
Okay, well, that was a trick question.
According to St. Louis area. That's the east side of the river is the St. Louis area.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's great. Because it is a, and we'll tell you that it's because of affordability is one of them. Obviously, the proximity to services and things that you need and close to being close to a bigger market like St. Louis.
Do you know
Louis.
What 1 and 2 are or no?
Number 1 is Rochester, New York.
Interesting.
Then it's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Granite City, Birmingham, Alabama. North Little Rock, Syracuse, New York. Baltimore, and then St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Then Pittsburgh.
Interesting. Huh.
So Granite City, affordability is one of the keys. But Realtor.com says it is the number 3 market in the country for first-time home buyers.
Very good. Good on GC. This one might be serious. I think, well, it is serious. So, hoping for the best. But a serious medical condition, that's the quote, with a crew member aboard the International Space Station has led NASA to bring the astronaut and 3 crewmates back to Earth months earlier than planned. It is the first time they've had an emergency return in the International Space Station's 25-year history. They've never had an emergency return ISS.
Yeah, usually they're in, I mean, I don't know what the medical emergency is, but usually they're in really good shape because they rigorously test them to make sure they'll be okay.
They just said they did not have the capability to diagnose and treat this person properly on the ISS. But anyway, like you said, they didn't say which person. We hope for the best for them, but it is the first time in the 25-year history they've had to bring them all home early.
Also, as we hit the break here, the Chicago Bulls game last night against the Miami Heat in Chicago. This was a day after the Blackhawks and Blues played up there.
Uh-huh.
They had to postpone the game. Rarely do you see a basketball game, an indoor game postponed, because it was too wet. There was too much condensation on the court.
Ew.
Because of the hockey game that was played and because it was rainy and warm yesterday.
Wow.
They couldn't fix it in time. They had to postpone the game.
That's wild.
To be made up at a later time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.